Welcome to Love in Focus podcast. I'm your host, Rika Lazon, dating coach of CairoDating.com. And today, we're going to discuss rediscovering intimacy. Welcome back to Love in Focus, the continuing journey. In this module, we're exploring the concept of intimacy beyond romance. While physical intimacy is a crucial part of any romantic relationship, emotional and intellectual intimacy are equally important in building a deep, lasting connection. Today, we'll delve into how to nurture and rediscover intimacy in your relationship. Intimacy is often misunderstood as purely physical. However, true intimacy encompasses emotional, intellectual, and even spiritual connections. In this lesson, we'll look at ways to foster emotional and intellectual intimacy, helping you create the more fulfilling and connected partnership. Let's start by understanding the different types of intimacy. Emotional intimacy involves sharing your innermost thoughts and feelings, creating a sense of closeness and trust. Intellectual intimacy, on the other hand, is about sharing ideas, engaging meaningful conversations, and stimulating each other's minds. Nurturing these forms of intimacy requires effort and intention. Here are some practical strategies to help you rediscover and deepen your emotional and intellectual connection. Schedule regular emotional check-ins with your partner. These are dedicated times where you can share your feelings, discuss your experiences, and provide mutual support. It's a way to stay emotionally connected and understand each other's inner worlds. Strategy number two that I want to discuss here is intellectual activities. You can engage in activities that stimulate intellectual intimacy as well. This could be anything from reading the same book and discussing it, to attending a lecture, or simply having deep, meaningful conversations. The goal is to challenge and inspire each other intellectually. And the third strategy is shared hobbies and interests. They can significantly enhance intimacy, whether it's cooking, hiking, playing a sport, or engaging in a creative project. Doing something you both enjoy strengthens your bond and creates shared experiences. The fourth strategy that I want to discuss here is vulnerability and trust. Intimacy grows in an environment of trust and vulnerability. Be open about your fears, dreams, and insecurities. Trust your partner with your true self and encourage them to do the same. This mutual vulnerability deepens your emotional connection. And the final strategy that I want to bring up here is, of course, quality time. Spend quality time together without distractions, whether it's a date night, a weekend getaway, or simply an evening walk. Prioritize uninterrupted time to focus on each other. This strengthens your emotional and intellectual connection. Now, let's look at a real-life example here. And let's take this real-life case study of a couple rediscovered their intimacy through these strategies. And remember that this isn't a typical couple. This is a couple who chose to take these strategies and go with them to improve their relationship. And it worked for them. Now, I'm not saying that it will work for you too, because I don't know. But listen to this and see if it can be inspirational, at least. Meet Lisa and Tom. After 10 years of marriage, they found themselves drifting apart with busy schedules and routine taking a toll on their intimacy. They decided to take proactive steps to reconnect emotionally and intellectually. They started with regular emotional check-ins, setting aside time each week to discuss their feelings and experiences. They also began reading the same book and discussing its themes, which reignited their intellectual curiosity and conversations. Additionally, they took up cooking as a shared hobby, experimenting with new recipes and enjoying the process together. Through these activities, they rediscovered their emotional and intellectual intimacy, feeling more connected and fulfilled than they did before. Lisa and Tom's story shows how intentional efforts can reignite intimacy in a relationship by focusing on emotional check-ins, intellectual activities, shared hobbies, vulnerability, and quality time. They deepened their connection and enriched their partnership. Now it's your turn. So I want you to take part of this reflection exercise that I always do at the end of each podcast episode here in season 2 of Love in Focus. So now it's your turn. Reflect on your current level of intimacy with your partner. How often do you engage in emotional check-ins? Do you share intellectual activities? Are there hobbies you can enjoy together? Use these reflections to identify areas where you can enhance your intimacy. And here are 5 things you can do right away. Reflect on your current level of intimacy. Identify how often you engage in emotional check-ins, and if you don't think they are as often as you would like, you should bring it up with your partner and try to and expand on that part of your intimacy building in your relationship. Consider the intellectual activities you share. Can you do something more? Bring it up in the next discussion you have with your partner. Think about shared hobbies and interests you can explore too. And discuss these reflections with your partner and create a plan to enhance your intimacy. I want to thank you for joining us in this lesson on rediscovering intimacy. Remember, intimacy goes beyond romance and encompasses emotional and intellectual connections. Stay tuned for our next lesson, where we'll revisit the concept of love languages, which we talked about briefly. And don't forget to download the accompanying PDF for this module, which includes additional exercises and resources. You can click here. And I should also tell you before I end this that if you want the entire course, go over to chirodating.com/loveinfocus for more tips on how you can get all of them with the PDFs included, of course. Until next time, keep love in focus and continue building a strong, connected relationship.